Hello. So today I wanted to talk about something that happened in the year of 2005 that we never tend to bring up. Hurricane Katrina hit the U.S. and severely impacted the city of New Orleans. Just to refresh the detrimental impact Katrina brought, I'm going to share some statistics with you to get a general idea. More than 800,000 Gulf residents displaced, approximately 1,500 dead, and tens of thousands left behind in the flooding city without food, water, or a means of escape. Do you remember Katrina? And if you do, did you ever realize how much the African American community suffered through post-Katrina? I would like to introduce my close friend Shelly. She will be joining me on this discussion.
Hi, my name is Shelly. I'm currently a criminology major, and I'll be joining Rachel on this podcast. Honestly, I didn't really have an idea of the seriousness of this issue until I read your blog post summary. But now I have a better general understanding.
I completely get that, Shelly. But what if I told you that hip-hop played a huge role in spreading the sense of awareness? Do you potentially remember any specific artists speaking up during this timing?
Honestly, I remember Kanye West doing something Kanye West would normally do, which is get a very strong reaction out of people. Didn't he mention something about George Bush not caring about black people? But I could be wrong.
Actually, you're not wrong. You're actually completely right. Kanye West used his original song Gold Digger and twisted it a bit around by playing with his lyrics, and he tried to portray President Bush and basically the entire government as heartless gold diggers and how they continuously devalue the lives of African Americans due to the ongoing structural economic inequalities that are evident in this country.
I really can't believe that. It's crazy to think how much Hurricane Katrina impacted the lives of so many. It's only a distant memory to me. Realizing that it also sparked awareness on so many issues surprises me because I really never knew that it was such an important time for that.
Yeah, another component that really surprised me was that it wasn't only the rappers that were actually born and raised in the city of New Orleans. Plenty of important artists voiced their opinions during this time.
Yeah, in your blog post, you mentioned how plenty of artists voiced their concerns in their songs. It really shocked me that the lyric Jay-Z stated in his song, really coming to terms of how the media just took photos and didn't actually focus on trying to help those that were in need through the post-Katrina period.
Yeah, I felt like it was important to include that statement because it shows how helicopters will simply just take photos of those dealing with terrible conditions and struggling to survive in their broken down homes during post-Katrina, but the government not doing anything about it. All of the hip-hop during this time period was trying to demonstrate the forms of racism as well as the racial marginalization that the victims of Hurricane Katrina were experiencing. Just out of curiosity, do you feel like hip-hop and rap made any difference in exposing these issues that were always occurring within our society?
Yeah, I do feel like hip-hop made a huge difference with exposing these issues because music is a new way of mass media and it really connects through people in a different way than just watching the plain old news. And you also connect with a race as well.
Thank you so much, Shelly, for being featured in this podcast. I'm really happy we got to talk about all the social justice issues that are always going to be evident in our society that we are sometimes completely blinded to, but because they're just not directly impacting us. Spreading awareness is the overall purpose of this podcast, and I'm happy that Shelly and I got to do that and give insight on some of the issues that are associated with post-Katrina that are still occurring in our society, whether it be in the form of discrimination, social inequality, economic inequality, and systematic marginalization of the African American community. These are all ongoing issues.